So tonight, Leeds United back in action in a game you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Mark Wilson, Andrew Stats-Dalton and Neil Redfern in the commentary box for us later on. It's familiar seeming opposition tonight down at Villa Park. 7:45 kickoff as Leeds face Aston Villa. Let's get a Villa fan, blogger and season ticket holder on the show. Dan Bardell. Dan, welcome.
Hi Andy, you all right?
Yeah, good. How are you? Do you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, really good. Nice to be off work and have a bit of a break. But yeah, just the football's always the main thing for me.
Now, I mentioned about the familiarity, and I guess as a Villa fan, you've probably been used to or unused to facing quite so much Yorkshire opposition. And of course, when it comes to Leeds United, only faced them, less than a month ago.
Yeah, obviously, you beat Leeds, beat us a month ago, so it feels like a bit of an early chance at getting revenge. But to be honest, it's not really about revenge in many ways, because we just need to pick up as many wins as we can to try and make up the ground to get into the top six. Because even though we've been on a decent run since Bruce came in, that gap from the playoffs always seems to be around 6 points. So it's still very tough, and it's going to be a big ask for us to get into the top six, I think.
Steve Bruce's time with you guys, though, it does seem to have given you a lift. I mean, I like Roberto Di Matteo, but I didn't really see any or that many plus points from his time there, where Steve Bruce seems to have come in and at least given you guys that platform to build from and seems to have brought back a bit of fan happiness as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Di Matteo did much right in his time at Villa, but I think his transfer business was pretty good, so I think Bruce is reaping the rewards of he's actually managed to get the best out of the players that have been brought in, and Di Matteo didn't seem to manage to do that. But yeah, Bruce has come in and he's done all that he could, really. We've only lost twice. I mean, performances haven't been great over the last month or so, but we've still got two or three wins in that month. I mean, we beat Burton on Boxing Day, but in all honesty, Burton with a better side. I was quite impressed by Burton, actually, considering where they are on the table. They came and had a real go at us, which isn't the case with a lot of teams that come to Villa Park, and they probably should have walked away with at least a point. They really impressed me. But although performances haven't been great, results have been pretty good ever since Bruce has been there, so I don't think he could have done much more, to be honest.
Just actually, while we've got our eye on the transfer window, as you mentioned about Di Matteo's moves in the market, what about January for you guys? I mean, I'm seeing about Rudiger Stead being a player who might be heading out. I've also heard, or if you go a while back to when Naki Wells was being rumoured as maybe leaving Huddersfield, Villa were a destination. Alex Smithies, former Huddersfield keeper, I've seen him rumoured as being on the Villa radar. I mean, what's the word that you guys are hearing?
I mean, it looks like we're going to get a goalkeeper for starters, because I think Mark Bunn's been playing the last few games, and although he's actually done quite well, I don't think he's ever been a number one in his career, and he's definitely not a number one now. He'll do as a number two, but he's playing at the moment as first choice because Bruce has decided that Gallini needed taking out the firing line, which I don't really agree with, because I think Gallini's going to turn into a very, very good goalkeeper somewhere, although I don't think it's going to be Villa, because I think he'll end up probably leaving in January. We've been heavily linked with Sam Johnston from Man U on loan, which again I don't really see the merits of that, because you're getting rid of a young goalkeeper in Gallini and bringing in a young inexperienced goalkeeper in Sam Johnston. The Smithies one, I mean, I went to QPR Villa a few weeks ago, and he made some decent saves and he saved a penalty, but then he let in a really soft goal. I mean, I don't think he would be the answer for a number one. Gusted's a funny one, because he's shown that he can score goals and do damage at this level, but when he's on the pitch for Villa, we seem to have an absolute refusal to cross the ball and get balls into the box, which is really his only strong point. So I think, through no fault of his own, possibly him going won't really be a massive loss, because we don't really play to his strengths at all when he's on the pitch. I mean, Bruce said that we weren't going to be in the market for a striker, but if Gusted leaves, I think we probably will be. We've got a few young strikers coming through who I prefer we had a look at, but if Gusted goes, it looks like we might be getting Jordan Rhodes from Middlesbrough, who again has proven that he can score goals at this level. And obviously we've got a couple of players going away for the African Cup of Nations. So striker and a goalkeeper are the main ones that have been mooted. But for me, we need a more dynamic central midfielder, because central midfield is a big problem for Villa.
Right, let's have a look at tonight's game then. For Villa, you can jump closer to the playoffs by the end of the night. For Leeds, they can leapfrog Huddersfield and Reading and get themselves up to third by 10 o'clock. I mean, how do you see this game going later, Dan?
I really don't know. I think it's going to be a very, very tough game. If we play like we did on Boxing Day, then Leeds will definitely take us apart because we weren't good enough in all areas, really, despite the fact that we were not. I haven't got a good feeling about it, to be honest, because Leeds are obviously a really form side. They beat us earlier on in December, despite the fact that I don't think either team played very well that day. Leeds were more clinical. I just, from seeing Leeds recently, looking at the results that they've had, I mean, they've only really lost to Brighton and Newcastle over the last few months, so they're on a great run, and I think it's going to be really tough. I think I'd probably, although we really, really need wins and we need to try and get wins on the bounce, I think if I was offered a point at the moment, I'd take it because I really worry about what Leeds could potentially do to us tonight.
Yeah, it's got a good game written all over it for me, this one. It's a game you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. As I mentioned a little while ago, you can hear Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern and Andrew Stats-Dalton in the commentary box later tonight. But for now, Dan Bardell, thank you very much for joining us, sir, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on, Andrew.